Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, Carol, of course, I follow your Facebook page, and Carol likes to look back 100 years. And, of course, 100 years ago is 1915, and gives us a very fascinating account of what's going on back at that time, 100 years ago. And there was an item, a sad item, about a child, 13-year-old boy, hit by lightning, hitting and killed by lightning. And, of course, that could happen today.
Oh, yes, yes.
And there's nothing to say that wouldn't happen today.
He was outside. He was walking it back from the field and just didn't make it back in time.
Yeah, but I think the point is that we do have so much more warning today.
Yes.
We have so much more knowledge of what weather is in our area than they did 100 years ago. And really, 100 years ago, other than your ability to look at the horizon and see what was on the horizon,
right,
and maybe some people said they could feel it in their bones or what have you, but that was about it.
This evidently, and I've seen this happen several times over the years as I've done these old newspapers, you only have what you can see on the horizon. And sometimes these storms come in so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing to consider is our houses are really much more substantially built than a house out in the country on a farm. They were not edifices by any means.
Now, some, of course, were built very well and still
right,
stand
right,
today. But
right.
But those are the ones that are still around, and
right,
that's what we think of as the homes that were typical at that time. That's not necessarily the case.
Right. And so, you know, if this kid can't outrun the storm.
Mm-hmm. And it might have totally taken him by surprise.
And this was plains, rolling plains. No tree. So you're out in the open, but a tree's not going to help you.
No, in fact, it's quite the opposite.
Right.
Yeah. The best thing is to lay low. But you do run into, of course, the weather is one issue, but I do know, going through the newspapers from that era, so much tragedy. And I don't know if it was reported more commonly or if it was just a fact of life.
I think they put out the cause of death more than we do today.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to respect the families now and the deceased by not giving all the gory details. One funny thing that happened in the same month, there was a couple from here in Commerce, and they drove their new car over to Greenville on dirt roads, and it rained. And they had to leave their car in Greenville and catch the train back over here. And then the next day, they had to go back to Greenville and drive the car home.
This is because the paved roads, basically.
And the water, you know, was as, you know, deep. And so the weather was handled differently. Stores started advertising in mid-October that they had their blankets and their quilts and everything for sale. And
you were more subject to the vagaries of the weather.
Yes.
Much more so.
Yes.
As much as we may dread hot weather or even, you know, very, very cold weather, we can protect ourselves against it much, much better than people could. Right?
Yes.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, who's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. So the stores, as you say, in October would start
their sales on
cold weather gear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've noticed, I grew up in Jack County, and the county judge out there puts on Facebook if there's a storm coming, if there's high, you know, danger of rains and heavy flooding. And it's very difficult still out there to pick up, you know, television, radio. And so he does this as a public service to his constituents.
Is that right? And this is on Facebook, did you say?
Yes.
So you might be able to have access to Facebook, but not necessarily
right,
television or broadcast,
right,
radio,
yeah,
and TV. Yeah. Another example of this, is which is very, very well known. It's not obviously this immediate area, but the terrible hurricane at Galveston.
Oh, yes.
In 1900, which basically caught them totally by surprise.
Right. The weather, the United States Weather Bureau was new. It was in its infancy. And they had heard from the Cubans that a fierce storm had passed over Cuba. And for some reason, they did not allow that news to be put out. And it was perfectly quiet. And it just hit.
Carol, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with
Thank
us.
You.
Carol Taylor with the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition of your station 88.9 KETL.